people of Earth, and welcome to the Sylvester Stallone podcast. I know this has been a little bit of a crazy week. You guys have, actually, something was leaked online yesterday that shouldn't have been there, and I talked to the engineers here at Earwolf about that, and we're gonna take that down from iTunes. So please, whatever you do, if it's still up on iTunes, do not listen to it, or SoundCloud. We're in the process of taking that down, so don't listen to the Thursday podcast. But this is actually very big. This is our first live episode today. Our first live episode live from the UCB Theater. So there might be some sound quality issues and stuff like that. But I figured, you know, I've been taking heat in my home life. I've been taking heat, obviously, on the boards. But you know, the people who don't take heat from are the people that come out to see live shows. And I figured, you know what? When you get a room, I think there's an old saying that if in a room of 100 people, at least 5 of them have met Sylvester Stallone. I think I read that somewhere, or I don't know if that was in my meeting with Leonard Maltin. He said that, or someone has definitely said that. And so I decided to take that out to see if that actually works. So I brought us to the UCB Theater to find out who has met Sylvester Stallone. So take a listen. All right, here I am at the UCB Theater. And I am convinced that someone in this crowd has met Sylvester Stallone. Let me go out here and see. Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
Not that I can remember.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
I have not.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
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 Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No, I haven't.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
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 Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
Not yet.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
Only in my dreams.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
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 Hold on, going around to this side of the audience. Have you?
Everyone?
Hold on. Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
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 Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No, I have not.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
Have you ever met Sylvester Stallone?
No.
I'm just kidding. Yes or no?
No.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. When, how, what?
The Broadway opening of Rocky the Musical.
He was there, and what were you doing there?
I was just there because my friend worked on it.
Okay, did he talk to you?
I shook his hand.
Did he look you in the eye?
Yeah.
And what did he say?
He just patted me on the back.
How did it feel?
It was a little jarring.
Jarring. All right, so I think you're qualified to answer a question as Sylvester Stallone, okay? This is sent in by a fan.
Okay.
What was it like working on Cobra?
Life-changing.
Great, that works. Woo, well, prove my point. They're in a room of 100 people. At least one of them has met and had an interaction with Sylvester Stallone. Thank you. Damn, what do you think? I told you. That phrase is right. In a room of a couple hundred people, at least 5 of them have met Sylvester Stallone. And what a great story. I mean, I feel like we got, for the first time, I feel like reinvigorated that we've figured this out. And I'm going into the weekend happy and purposeful. And I just feel really good about all of this. I'm so happy that we're moving forward with the Sylvester Stallone podcast. I am living in a hotel now, and I'm able to focus so much more on this. And I don't need the nagging wife. I don't need the comment boards. What I need is to go on this journey by myself, like Jack Kerouac. That's his name. Jack. She's so fucking dumb. Paul, you're fucking dumb. I need to go about this. I'm going on the road. I'm going on the road. I'm going to find him. And I am, you know what? I don't know the difference between a hotel and a motel, but I never stayed at a motel before. And I got to say, it is like a hotel. This is the Sylvester Stallone podcast. I am Paul Scheer. I am reading the tools, and I feel great.
pop.
Pop?
Pop.
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 Pop. Pop.
Pop. Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop.
Pop. Pop.
Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.